Every time I think about him laying out in the desert with Joe Blake's crawling all over him. I don't know about that one. I don't know if, how much of the public actually says Joe Blake instead of Snake.
I don't know.
I like it. It's a lot more work, but be a good cartoon character, Joe Blake the Snake, or a good football player, or rugby player, I should say.
Yeah, he'd be a good bloke, too.
Mm-hmm. He wouldn't mind nicking off with a few swag men like us. What now? Should we fuck off to the boozer?
Have a piss?
No. There's not really that much alcohol involved in this whole thing that we're doing. I just, for some reason, there's, we were looking up Australian slang on the internet, and about 80% of it has to do with alcohol. So blame whoever writes these online slang dictionaries for your country.
Blame the Aussies.
Most of them were related to beer and containers that hold beer and things that happen to you when you drink too much beer.
What was it, spreading your lunch? Dropping your guts is another one.
Dropping your guts?
Ugh, someone dropped their guts.
What's the other one? Oh.
Something with the lunch, wasn't it?
No, it's Ozzy Osbourne song. Bark at the lawn. And you're barking at the lawn. The Chanda. Chanda from Dananda. I think I got another one in me. This is a brand new one. And it's a really a skewed, kind of jacked up, distorted, wrong, weird, mutated version of a song that is on the next album. It's actually the title cut, whatever that means. I don't think that means anything anymore. People don't listen to whole albums. Well, there's a few of you. But it's called Department of Disappearance.